to be your congressman. If you live in the 21st District, the district currently represented by Amsterdam resident Paul Tonko. Tell you what, we'll give Mr. Danz a moment to get to the phone while I tell you about another political topic, which we usually kind of sneak in here in the town halls. We talk politics, but there's also voting underway now, and you can vote early and vote often on this one. It's for Amsterdam Reads. Voting underway to choose the 2011 Amsterdam Reads book, the book the whole community will be invited to read and discuss early next year. Here are the five finalists. My Name is Mary Sutter by Robin Olivera. Robin Olivera from the Albany area brings the Civil War era alive with a remarkable heroine who strives to become a physician in the male-dominated field of medicine. The book was an Oprah 2010 beach read. Mohawk, the classic by Richard Russo, a Gloversville native, depicts life in a small town in upstate New York. Mohawk, modeled after Gloversville, where Russo's from, is a city that was in a downward spiral in the late 1960s. Oh, you remember that. Okay, good. Ragtime by E.L. Doctorow, set in New Rochelle, New York, 1902. Book captures life before the First World War. It was made into a major movie, as Dave Green has pointed out. Doctorow weaves his fictional characters with the legends of that time, Houdini, Henry Ford, J.P. Morgan, and Freud. Riders Up, which is my kind of personal favorite, by Lou Hildebrandt. This book traces the true life of a jockey who also served his country during World War II. By the way, the phone just rang. Let's see if it's Mr. Danz. Hello there.
Oh, it's Mr. Danz.
Okay, hang on just 1 second, sir. I'll be right with you. Just finishing up our discussion of voting for Amsterdam Reads. Riders Up by Lou Hildebrandt tells of Lou's years as a jockey with Sanford Stud Farms in Amsterdam, shows the ups and downs of his injury-shortened career. You can cast your votes at the Amsterdam Free Library, which is on Church Street. Also, you can vote online. Just go to the library, and they have a link to Amsterdam Reads. And the Amsterdam Reads Vote Mobile is at various locations. This Saturday, it'll be at the SPCA Dog Walk at Shuttleworth Park. Voting concludes in October. It'll be announced later that month at a meeting of the historic Amsterdam League. The Amsterdam Reads books all have to do with history in upstate New York to pay tribute to the 125th anniversary of the chartering of the city of Amsterdam. 9:39 is the time. We welcome Ted Danz to the program, the proprietor of Family Danz Heating and Air Conditioning. He's a resident of Altamont. He is a candidate, the Republican candidate for Congress in the 21st District. Once again, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. Ted Danz, according to his official biography, brings his blue-collar background and belief in personal responsibility, hard work, and accountability to the race for Congress. I've heard of your company. I think lots of us in the Capital District have over the years. And I'm interested to see in your bio that you started what has now, I think, become Family Danz as Ted Danz Heating and Air Conditioning way back in 1976?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever think you'd run for office?
No. Never. Never. This is a very exciting time in my life.
Why are you doing it?
You know, a lot of people ask me that, and, you know, I guess the short answer now is I feel it's my patriotic duty to step in. I think we're in so much trouble. I've been blessed with a great business and a wonderful family who's going to allow me, if should I be elected, to take a couple of years off from my business to dive right into helping to straighten out what's going on in our country.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you about some of the issues. Again, you know, taking the information from the website and coverage I've seen. What do you think about the health care law?
Well, I don't think too much of it.
And what should happen?
Well, we need some social medicine. There's no doubt about it. But this health care bill is devastating to business people. It's already started on my end. I've gotten letters from I have about 55 people working here, and excuse me for a second. I have about 55 people working here, and I cover most of my employees in full, notice from CDPHP stating that I would be should be anticipating about a 12.3 to 14.8% increase due to the increased enhanced benefits and increase due to the Obama Health Care and Protection Plan Act. I guess I got the impression when I heard that we were going to save $3 trillion in 10 years by doing this that I wasn't going to be paying for it. And matter of fact, I was told time and time again when I heard the politicians talk about it that this wasn't going to cost me anything, that it was actually going to save money. This is devastating. You know, what you look at is that kind of an increase will equate to about $2,000 a year per employee. Well, wait a minute. What happened to this is going to save money? And it goes farther than that. I actually called one of the other providers. I said, geez, you know, I got to shop around now. Maybe I can find somebody who can give me a break. One of the other major providers told me they're looking at a 30% increase. You know, I don't get it. I can't absorb this.
So
this is going to fall on the backs of my employees. You know, that it's just more than I could ever anticipate it was going to be.
If elected, would you work for its repeal?
Absolutely.
Let's ask.
That would be one of my prime focuses. The economy and a repeal of that health care bill has got to be on the forefront of every single politician that goes to Washington. It's got to be on its books, right there, right in front of them.
Well, that was actually one of the other topics I wanted to bring up, the economy. We've had the federal stimulus bill, lots of government spending and so forth. How do you think the current administration and your opponent has done with the economy?
Well, the economy is a disaster. You know, it seems like everything they do backfires. You've got the bank bailout. You've got Wall Street bailout. You've got cash for clunkers that didn't work. You've got every single thing the government gets involved in to do the stimulus package is even a bigger disaster. This is the single largest disaster in the history of our country. This government hasn't got a clue how to do anything right. We've got people running it who have never had a job. We've got people who have no sense of responsibility. You know, their paycheck comes whether they screw up or not. There's no sense that, you know what? Well, we'll try this. Well, we'll try that. Well, we'll try this. We'll try that. You know, we've got inexperienced people, and I got to tell you, the two things I see the most of is incompetence and corruption.
What would you do?
Well, first thing, if we're still talking about the economy,
yes.
We have to turn the American entrepreneur loose. We can't keep tying up our hands. Every time I turn around in my business and anybody else's business, there's fees, there's rules and regulations that just don't make sense. It's tax upon tax upon tax, mandate after mandate that is just pushing businesses it's a disincentive to expand. It's a disincentive to even start a business at this point in time.
So more help for small businesses, existing businesses?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get your question.
You would advocate more help for small businesses and existing businesses?
Absolutely. Small business is where it's going to happen. If this country is to have a turnaround, it's going to be on the backs of the American people, not the government. The government is the problem. The government's not the answer.
Ted Danz is with us. He is candidate for Congress, running as a Republican, and also you are running as a conservative. You have the conservative line as well?
Yes, sir.
Any other lines? Or I know politicians seem to get a lot of lines these days.
No, I don't.
And, of course, you're running against Congressman Paul Tonko, who's from here, you know, from Amsterdam. You know, very personally popular here in Amsterdam for his many years in the Assembly, and he appears popular in the district. Do you see this as a challenge, running against, although he's only been in office one term, such an incumbent?
Listen, the way I look at it is it's not a popularity contest anymore. We need people who are going to put their feet on the ground and work around the clock 7 days a week until this country's turned around. I built my business. I'm a businessman. I built my business by myself and then involved my family. I know what a 12 to 16 hour day, I know what it's like to work 7 days a week. week after week after week, and then tiles in a month after month after month. We are in trouble. We have to get people in there who don't necessarily make popular decisions, but make hardcore, make the right decision at the right time and move this country forward. We just can't seem as a government to get it right. And it's more government, more government, more government, when it should be exactly the opposite of that. It's got to be less government, less government, less government. I listen to Carl Paladino talk, and I got to tell you, I sit there and go, me too, me too. He's a me too candidate for me.
So you are supporting Carl Paladino. Were you before yesterday?
Yes, I was.
Like from the beginning, or I mean, you weren't behind it because
You know what? Not right from the beginning. I didn't have anybody right from the beginning. I wanted to hear what everybody had to say. I got to tell you, I think the cream rose to the top. And last week, I was with Mr. Paladino at the Uncle Sam Parade in Troy, where Harry Tutungian, the mayor of Troy, spoke out and endorsed Carl Paladino. I had the pleasure and the privilege to be standing behind Mr. Paladino when he got that endorsement, with Steve McLaughlin, and I got to tell you, I was proud to be standing there. I was standing there with my grandchildren. Mr. Paladino is a very personable, warm man who has fire in his eye. He really wants to get something done, and I think he's the man to do it. And I want to be right there alongside of him. I want to work on a federal end in Washington, and I'd like to see him clean the state up.
Ted Danz, I thank you for joining us. Ted Danz, Republican and conservative candidate for Congress, 21st District, his opponent, the incumbent Democrat,
Mr. Cudmore.
Yes.
I want to tell you, it was a pleasure having a phone call from you that you wanted to talk to me. I've listened to you for so many years. I grew up in this area, and I always thought the world of you, too, and I'm so proud to be talking to you.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I do appreciate that, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
Okay, thank you. Anytime.
All right, take care.
All right, bye. Bye.
Ted Danz from Altamont, the candidate for Congress. On our edition of the Town Hall, we welcome your phone calls. Our number 684-0123. Our question of the day, are you mad as hell? 684-0123. Oh, this isn't a mad as whatever topic. Tomorrow we're going to give away our prize package, our cup, the White FM 104.7 and Lone Palm Coffee mug, the $10 gift certificate to Lone Palm Coffee, plus their sunglasses.
As the weather begins to change from summer to fall,